when Mr. Shane Ross was the Minister for Transport, we got a guarantee from him that at least the track bed that is still existing will not be encroached on for any other purpose, so that the road it would be fairly easy to restore the connection between Sligo and Derry. Now, we were talking about high-speed modern rail, and therefore what route it would take may be slightly different from the Edwardian stroke Victorian lines that we had in abundance.
The big question is always going to be whether or not it will be economically viable. Do you believe there is sufficient demand for a service from Derry to Galway via Letterkenny and Sligo to make such a service viable?
In terms of the economic benefits from this, we're talking about the interconnectivity between what are now, at the moment, scattered communities along the western seaboard, creating an economic Atlantic corridor as a counterbalance and a very belated one to the imbalance of the development along the eastern seaboard of Ireland from Rosslare to Belfast.